In Beijing, U.S. and Chinese officials have ended their talks on the collision earlier this month of a U.S. spy plane and a Chinese fighter. The talks got off to a bad start yesterday, and U.S. officials suggested they might call off today's second round. But the meeting went ahead as scheduled, and while few details have been revealed, the head of the American delegation called it a productive session. Los Angeles Times correspondent Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing. What turned these talks around?
Well, it seems that there was a difference in priorities in the talks. First of all, the American side was most interested in getting its plane back, while the Chinese side wanted to push the U.S. flights farther away from its territory. Now, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said at a press conference this afternoon that the return of the plane was always on the agenda. So there may have been some miscommunication there, but it's clear that all the items on the agenda were discussed today, and that includes the return of the plane.
Was there any indication that new ground was covered in today's talks?
Well, China's foreign ministry spokesperson said today that the talks were frank and conducive to understanding each side's positions. And from that, we understand that there was a repeat of each side's positions, which had been staked out in advance. However, we were also shown some new video footage by the Chinese foreign ministry of what they claimed was evidence of more aggressive flying tactics by U.S. airmen. That was footage from last year, and it was very hard for non-military experts to make out exactly what was going on. We didn't see EP-3 planes there. They looked more like U.S. fighter jets. There was also an animated simulation of the Chinese side's portrayal of how the crash occurred, and also some still photos of the EP-3 plane, which is still on Hainan Island, showing what the Chinese said was incontrovertible evidence that it was in fact that U.S. plane which turned and smashed into the Chinese plane. So we did get the sense that at least both sides' positions were laid out more clearly today.
So what's next in resolving issues left over after this collision?
Well, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said that both sides would be discussing when the talks would resume and that this would be set up through diplomatic channels. At the same time, China has unfinished business on its agenda. It still has to deal with the death of its fighter pilot, Wang Wei, and the Chinese government-backed Hong Kong paper, One Wei Bao, reported today that there would be a state memorial service for Wang Wei tomorrow at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing on Tiananmen Square, and that President Jiang Zemin would be addressing that service. So that would be something which would ratchet up emotions on the Chinese side about the incident, even though the talks for this round seem to have concluded already.
While the Beijing talks were going on, the U.S. and China were confronting each other at the annual meeting of the U.N. Human Rights Commission in Geneva. What happened there?
Well, China has been very confident that it can defeat every censure motion against it on this human rights issue, and it seemed to clear the censure by quite a wide margin this year again. So it emerged from that fairly unscathed. And it believes that these spy talks will not influence other aspects of bilateral relations, including trade, and it also doesn't want to see them impinge on things like its bid for the 2008 Olympics. So far, the plane incident has not too adversely affected other issues, other international issues.
Anthony Kuhn is correspondent for the Los Angeles Times in Beijing.